The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then begin this sermon the way the Commander of the Faithful used to begin many of his by advising us, Usikum ibadallah bitaqwallah, that we advise you, O the servants of God, to be God-conscious, God-fearing and pious human beings. The month of Muharram is right around the corner, and this will be my last khutbah before I leave you for 2 weeks. And so I thought we would share a little bit about certain etiquette that we should inshallah try to incorporate in our attendance in these gatherings inshallah. As we know, the month of Muharram and the tragedy of Karbala as a whole is an amazing gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. You know, it's a gift, yeah? Yes, it is. There is a component to it that is sad, heartbreaking, absolutely. And it's such a heartbreaking event that even though we have heard this story 30, 40, 50, 60 times, it still breaks our heart every time we listen to it. And that's the gift of God. But within it, there is so much opportunity. Yeah, there is an opportunity for rejuvenation of our souls. You know, the souls have a way of becoming dampened and clouded even if we are not sinners. Yeah? None of us here are intentionally sinners, I know that. But just the fact that we live in this world where life is busy, yeah, and we are constantly bombarded with different things, the soul has a way of becoming clouded. And so crying, lamentation, azadari, all of these things have a way of removing the rust from the heart. And so this is a beautiful gift that God has given us. You know, it's an opportunity as well to renew our allegiance to the Imam of our time. You know, if we were in Karbala, we would love to think, yeah, that we would have been on the side of Aba Abdullah. We would love to think that. I don't think any of us think the opposite. Well, our Imam will come soon, yeah. And the idea of being there for Aba Abdullah is not just a verbalization, but it is action. It's action-based, right? And so we need to ensure that our actions are in line with the Imam of our time. Otherwise, we will lose that opportunity as well. And it's also a time of self-reflection, right? To see what improvements can be made. And so keeping those things in mind, we have to be prepared. And I just have five things that I think are really important for us to do. Number one, when you attend these gatherings, whether it's here or somewhere else, your intention has to be solid. You have to know why you are attending these gatherings. And the primary intention is of learning. Yeah, it's of reformation. And of course, lamenting, crying. This is part and parcel of it. There's no doubt that the crying aspect of these gatherings are as important, I think, as the learning. But the intention of learning has to be there. And so we have to come with that mindset that I want to better myself. And you have to, you know, if you come with that mindset, and I think my belief is, then if you come to the mosque with the intention to learn, then it doesn't matter what the speaker says. You will learn something. Whether it's from the drive over, whether it's from the people, whether it's from the speaker, whether it's from something, you will pick up something to better your lives because the intention was pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't be a people who tune out the speaker because the speaker did not resonate with you on the first lecture, for example. Yeah, or the speaker doesn't make me cry, so then I'm going to disregard the whole lecture that the speaker gives me. You can't be those type of people, right? Imam Hussein stood for something far greater than that, you know. I think as a dhakir or as a scholar and a speaker, That's a lot of pressure, you know, because people will form an opinion on you on the first lecture. That's it, you know. I remember one day I recited a lecture and someone told me, he's like, you know, Sheikh, in cricket, the most important batsman is the opening batsman, yeah? He's like, and the first lecture is that opening batsman. If you are amazing in that, people will follow you. If you are not, that's not the mentality we want, yeah? You have to come with the intention of learning, right? Even the speaker is not infallible. He's not masoom, yeah? He's also, or she's also trying their best. And so you have to be compassionate in that learning with them. But that's number one, intention. Number two, you have to then discuss what you have learned. Otherwise, it will escape your mind. Now, number one, I love nothing more than to see people with a paper and pen ready to take notes or on your phone, though we can tell whether you're texting or taking notes. I'm telling you right now, it's very clear for us if you're texting or taking notes, yeah? But it's mind-boggling to me that we will listen to majalis and not come ready to learn something, right? None of us ever attended school just saying, I'm sitting there, I'll listen to my teacher, and then I'll pass the exam. No, we took notes, right? The gathering of Aba Abdullah is this large university. It's a blessing of God. We have to learn, right? We have to take these notes and learn. I can't tell you how many times this happened to me this past weekend, where someone said, Sheikh, great lecture. And I said, tell me what you liked within it. And he's like, Wallah, Sheikh, you know, I can't remember right now. And I was like, how was it a great lecture, right? A great lecture should be one where you're like, okay, I'm going to take something. But you know why this happens? Because we don't come to learn. We come to attend. Come to learn, yeah? And teach your children this. Have them bring a paper and pen. It's important. And then you discuss that as a family, yeah? And that's how the lessons last. Number three, so intention, discuss. Number three, good akhlaq, yeah? We have to have good akhlaq. There are going to be people who only attend these gatherings during these nights. Yeah, they're not bad people. Yeah, they may not know where to stand in line for the Fatiha or the Niyaz. Or don't be rude to anyone. Yeah, don't have attitude with anyone. Like, who are we attending for, right? And so make sure that we have good akhlaq. Yeah, there will be people who will annoy us. I guarantee you. Yeah, and if someone's annoying you, there is a high likelihood that you're annoying someone too. Yeah, because that's how life works, okay? And so it's important that we have good akhlaq. Yeah, make sure that we leave all of our attitude at home and we come here smiling, and inshallah we return home with no akhlaq, with no bad akhlaq. Yeah, y'all know it. I want to see if you're paying attention, inshallah. Number four, volunteer. Volunteer sometime. You don't have to do it every night. I find that those who volunteer their times so that you and I can sit and listen to the program, in my heart, I feel those people have a higher daraja than us in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Because they are the servants of Hussein truly. Yeah? That they are giving their time and effort. And so, if you can volunteer somehow, be the guy or the girl who arranges people's shoes. Yeah, be the guy who does parking. Be the guy or the girl who serves. Do something. Even picking up trash, vacuuming, something. But do it, and I think you will find that reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than any reward we could have imagined.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.